You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many know that any time the heroes of faith, the list of the heroes of faith in the book of Hebrews, any time that they made a decision to do something right and do something good for God, there was always somebody that was upset about it. There was always resistance to it. It didn't just come easy. Even Paul experienced that everywhere he went. He had somebody following around going, running their mouth behind him. You ain't no good. You don't know what you're talking about. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'd be preaching and they'd be running their mouth behind him. Paul said it was so bad it was like a thorn in his flesh. I don't know about you, but I ain't got somebody chasing me around the country going everywhere I'm going, talking right behind my back all the time. That drives me nuts. Amen. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me today. If you're experiencing resistance in your life today, that's not necessarily a sign that God's not in what you're doing. It's just that the devil don't want you to do what God's called you to do. Come on, amen. It might be a sign that you're right in the middle of the will of God and you're coming up against the adversary of your life that don't want you to occupy the territory that you're about to step into. Because God has called you to step into new territory. Amen. How many know when you watch a football game, whether it's zone defense or whether it's man-to-man, when the center hikes the ball to the quarterback and the quarterback either hands that ball off or throws the ball downfield, I don't care who you were supposed to cover, I don't care what zone you're in, whoever gets that ball, the rest of that team goes to try to tackle the man with the ball. It's the same way in life. You've got the ball, and the devil wants to keep you from scoring a touchdown. He will unleash everything in his power to come against what God's told you. Amen? Amen. Come on, somebody praise the Lord this morning. The enemy of your life doesn't want you to score. Another obstacle that comes up against us is when we're stepping out in faith and we keep doing things and doing things and doing things and we keep pressing in and we keep pressing in and we keep praying and we keep praying and then we don't see any results from all of our effort. And it seems like the season goes on and on and on. Lord, I don't see anything. Lord, I don't feel anything. Lord, I've given my tithes. Lord, I've reached out. Lord, I've prayed and I've wept and I've cried. I don't feel anything. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? And you don't see no fruit from all the labor that you put into it? And then the temptation is just to throw in the towel and say, well, that must not have been from God. I must have missed the Lord. I've wasted the last 3 years of my life interceding and praying for something that wasn't even from the Lord. This ain't even making a difference in my life. And what happens is we begin to forfeit our faith. We begin to give up our faith. The other thing that will cause us to forfeit our faith is when you come up against the status quo. Well, that's the way things are. That's just the way it is. Well, what you're believing for just don't make sense in a logical world. I saw about half of you fall out of the chair when I told you we needed $28,000 in a week. How many know God's got to do a miracle here for every month, and he's been doing it for 2.5 years. Amen. Praise God for it. Amen. The status quo. We're believing for God for something that's not based on the facts or based on what we've learned from the past. And what you're believing for sounds dumb or ridiculous. That's ridiculous, $28,000. What? God, you brought me to this place this morning? All the visitors going, man, he's out of his mind. What are you doing to me, Lord? That's illogical. That's crazy. And you got a past record, a long history of people that they've tried to do what you've done before and they've never been successful at it. So you're looking at it and going, well, nobody else has never done it. What makes you think you can do it? Who do you think you are? You ever anybody say that to you? Who do you think you are? Huh? Well, do you really want me to tell you? I got a lot of names in the book. Son of God. Come on. I'm an heir to the throne. I'm blessed. I'm above. I'm the head. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, how many know it sounds kind of stupid for a skinny little kid like Gideon hiding in a wine press at night, threshing wheat so the enemy couldn't see him? A scared little, intimidated, short, Jewish white kid. I mean, get a picture of it. No muscle on his bone. He was the least tribe out of all the tribes, and he was in the least family out of all the families in his tribe, and out of his family, he was the least. Isn't that what it said? That means that even his mom, when he walked by, went, there's Gideon. Lord, not Gideon. That's pitiful. Somebody say he was the least. Think about that. God used him, amen, to deliver a nation. An entire nation was delivered by his hand, amen? And not only that, to think that this stupid little kid would have 32,000 soldiers that were given to him to go to war, and he pares them down to 300 and goes to war with 300 and delivers the nation of Israel. Come on, how logical is that? I mean, how much sense does it make for three Hebrew children not to bow down to a golden statue so they wouldn't be thrown in the furnace? How many of you here would really just stand there and go, I'm not bowing down to that idol? Most of us would, Lord, I'm just going to do this so I don't die. Forgive me, Jesus. I don't mean anything by that. Huh? Oh, I hope you're hearing me today. Come on, sometimes God will have you do something that seems impossible and it seems illogical because his plans go beyond your plans, because his ways are beyond your ways. Amen? His plans are more than we can comprehend sometimes. Mm. Listen, it doesn't make sense. Half the stuff God's got us doing in this ministry, half the decisions we make never make sense to me. I'm like, God, man, they're going to think I'm crazy. Don't worry about it. But God, it's okay. You've been crazy your whole life. I'm here. Amen. Sometimes the weapons of our warfare have got to be a word from God, a word that pulls down strongholds and casts down high imaginations over our life so that things that seem logical don't matter to us anymore. We can say it doesn't matter if it makes sense because I serve the God who made sense. He invented it. It came from him. Sometimes we just got to stand on what God told us to do. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
how day spring come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to the whole